1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. So, what's next for George Santos? Just expelled from Congress today. That vote well beyond the required two-thirds of the House to make Santos only the sixth House member ever removed. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The expulsion means the seat from New York's 3rd District will be vacant until it's filled in a special election. For now, the GOP's working majority shrinks to just 3 members. For his part, Santos has told reporters he would leave D.C. and look for something else to do. Is he worried about going to jail? Of course, he says. Wouldn't you be?
The nation's first woman Supreme Court justice has died. Sandra Day O'Connor was 93, died of complications related to dementia and respiratory illness. The war is back on in Gaza, both sides launching attacks, Israel accusing Hamas of breaking the ceasefire agreement by not releasing a number of female hostages. Big day on Wall Street, the Dow up nearly 300 points, NASDAQ up nearly 80 points, the S&P 500 up nearly 30. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 7 labor unions are suing to end Wisconsin's near total ban on collective bargaining for public employees. The unions argue that Act 10 led to lower pay, staffing shortages, and poor working conditions. They say Act 10 is unconstitutional since police and firefighters can still collectively bargain. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WisPolitics gathering yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK, I'm Jimmy Kuska. If you're in the market for a Christmas tree, the DNR says you can find one in the forests of northern Wisconsin. The DNR said that trees can be taken from several state and county forests, as well as the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest for a small fee. Each forest has its own rules for taking a tree, including needing a permit and some location restrictions, and trees taken from state forests are not allowed to be resold. Soon, customers at Quick Trip will have the option of self-checkout. Newly built stores will have the self-checkout kiosks installed as part of their design. Quick Trip says that older stores will not be remodeled to include self-checkout and that the self-checkout stations won't replace any human employees. Self-checkout kiosks will be able to accept all forms of payment and handle quick rewards. A pair of bills in the state legislature would seek to expand the state's electric vehicle charging station network by deregulating convenience in retail stores as utilities. The bills would also change state statute to allow Wisconsin to receive tens of millions of dollars in federal funding to set up the new electric vehicle charging stations.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Bucks lose in overtime in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A surprising loss for Milwaukee. The Bucks made a comeback in the fourth quarter, but Alex Caruso's three-point shot sent it into overtime, and the Bulls win 120 to 113. Adrian Griffin said head coach Billy Donovan had the Bulls ready.
Number one, give them credit. They played extremely hard. Billy got those guys playing with a lot of energy. Well, we didn't do it for the full 48 minutes of the game.
College hoops, big game tomorrow. The Badgers host Marquette at 11:30. The Golden Eagles are ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Everyone waiting to see if Taylor Swift will be in Green Bay to see her boyfriend, tight end Travis Kelce. Gymnast Simone Biles will be there to cheer on her husband, Jonathan Owens, who will be covering Kelce.
Try to get hands on him, but keep your leverage. That's the biggest thing. And just comes down to winning, man, and competing.
That's Packers safety Jonathan Owens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 35 tomorrow, cloudy. 27 tomorrow night, chance for snow. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 25.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to say that I've got Anya in the booth with me, and we are going to be joined this hour by two of Civic Media's own, the hosts of Raised in Wisco, none other than Joel Clefish and Danielle Friedman. So excited to be doing that. Then I'm going to hang around for a little bit with them after my show's over. But in all seriousness, got to just jump right into some things here. First of all, I watch a little bit of TV now and again. Have y'all seen this commercial for kids' toys? They're Hess trucks. These things sell for like $50 a piece. And these Hess trucks, it's like all police vehicles, okay? That's what it is. And the current ad that's running, it's like you buy the truck thing and you get a... This is from their website now. The, quote, heavy-duty dual-axle police truck is a geared-up, green-colored, tactical, support-enhanced vehicle. So it's like a tactical police vehicle? Why am I talking about this? Oh, by the way, there are 55 different red and blue light features, and they've got all kinds of sirens, and oh, there's a slide-out battering ram. Why am I talking about this? It had kind of lodged in my brain because there's been a lot of sort of media and Hollywood entertainment descriptions and depictions of law enforcement over many years. A lot of folks refer to it as the law and order effect, whereby we think everybody is Olivia Benson. Right, like fighting for the victims, you know, very always following the letter of the Constitution, consulting with the attractive, always female assistant district attorneys. And it glamorized and it gave us almost what I would argue is a really idealized version of the police. These were, you know, it's Lenny Briscoe, baby's dad from Dirty Dancing, like that guy you trust, right? Dennis Farina, guy who always plays a gangster or cop, was in this old show, Crime Story. These were people that, even where they had personal flaws, these people fought for us. Fight for regular people. And it made us all feel really good about the police and district attorneys and law enforcement agencies. And I think that's all fine. Now, there's actually a bit of a dirty underside to that. I'm not going to get into that now because I've got other things I want to talk about today, including the recently introduced GOP Assembly Bill 641. But, and if you want to know about Dick Wolf's political proclivities, there's Google. Very interesting backstory on Law and Order. But my point here is, I grew up, because of my whiteness, the privilege I had, you know, never having ever conceived that I could ever have a negative interaction with the police. Inherent trust, without question, unquestioning inherent trust, faith, if you will, near religion style faith in law enforcement agencies and police. Obviously, as I have matured and grown up and had some different sorts of experiences, my view has become more nuanced and complicated. And just like any group of people with an extraordinary amount of power, you don't take it on faith. You got to ask for accountability. You got to seek greater transparency, all those things. And I've been humbled and opened my mind to the fact that the whiteness of my skin gives me a privilege, a freedom, a comfort with which I move through the world that not everybody else enjoys, especially Black folks. So I just, you know, we glamorize law enforcement in many ways. These trucks, this tactical vehicle with a battering ram and 55 different lights and all kinds of different sirens is a children's toy that we will give for Christmas. It's a military vehicle, folks. It's like a Humvee, basically, with a battering ram. This is a child's toy. This is the police. It's fine if the police are just like the military. That's the message. Law and order. You can always trust the police. There's no problem there. Religious-like reverence and faith extended nearly without question for decades and decades and decades. And then cell phone videos and body cameras. We're having different conversations now. This was not what I was going to talk about today, by the way, but as I was sitting waiting for my show to start, an article popped up on my phone. This is a New York Times investigative report. The title of the article is "How a Goon Squad of Deputies Got Away with Years of Brutality." And I started reading it and I thought, nope, this is what we're going to talk about. So here goes. This is reporting by Brian Howie and Nate Rosenfield, just published minutes ago by the New York Times. For nearly two decades, a loose band of sheriff's deputies roamed impoverished neighborhoods across a central Mississippi county, meeting out their own version of justice. Narcotics detectives and patrol officers, some whom called themselves the Goon Squad, barged into homes in the middle of the night, accusing people inside of dealing drugs. Then they handcuffed them or held them at gunpoint and tortured them into confessing or providing information, according to dozens of people who say they witnessed the assaults. Witnesses described violence that sometimes went on for hours and seemed intended to strike terror into the deputies' targets. In the pursuit of drug arrests, deputies of the Rankin County Sheriff's Department shocked Robert Jones with a taser in 2018 while he lay submerged in a flooded ditch, then rammed a stick down his throat until he vomited blood. During a raid the same year, deputies choked Michael Hobson with a lamp cord and waterboarded him to simulate drowning, then beat him until the walls were spattered with his blood. That raid took place at the home of Rick Loveday, a sheriff's deputy in a neighboring county, who said he was dragged half naked from his bed. This is a sheriff's deputy that this happened to, who said he was dragged half naked from his bed at gunpoint before deputies jabbed a flashlight threateningly at his buttocks and then pummeled him relentlessly. The string of violence might have continued unchecked if not for one near fatal raid in January, according to a Justice Department investigation. Deputies broke into the home of two Black men, Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker, shocked them with tasers and threatened to rape them. Deputy Hunter Elward then shoved the barrel of a gun into Mr. Jenkins' mouth, not realizing that a bullet was in the chamber, and pulled the trigger. Mr. Jenkins was grievously injured. The incident was thrust into the national spotlight, and in August, five deputies and a police officer pleaded guilty to criminal charges. The article goes on. And it quotes the sheriff of Rankin County claiming, I didn't know any of this was going on. I'm disgusted and shocked by all of this criminal activity. And that's where the investigative journalism part kicks in, because they went through hundreds of court records. And it is simply a lie that the sheriff of this county didn't have some idea that something so egregious, so extreme, such an extraordinary violation of civil rights and constitutional rights had been going on for a long time in Rankin County, because lawsuits repeatedly alleged it and had witness accounts substantiating those. So I ask you, why is it presumptively okay to glorify any sector of government, any group of people with this kind of power? Especially when for so many decades we reflexively on faith in a near religious sort of reverence simply trusted. But now we have information that draws that faith, that reverence, that unequivocal, unquestioning, unblinking trust into question. Stories like these. This is extreme, I grant you. But it was persistent, it was known, and it was participated in by over 20 different officers over years. That kind of betrayal, it's beyond betrayal of trust. It's inhuman, it's torture. It's human rights abuses at the most grotesque level. And just so that we all don't, oh, well, that doesn't, those things don't happen here. I've been from Milwaukee, born and raised here, lived here a very long time. Yes, do you remember the body cavity search cases? Because I do. Drug interdiction, violent crime interdicting cops that were in a particular unit, and most police departments have these high intensity drug trafficking. They got all these cool names for these special units. These guys strip searched and did cavity searches of grown men, not yet guilty of a crime, in public on the street. That happened at MPD within the last 10 years. So maybe let's not give out the militarized police vehicles as Christmas presents to toddlers. I don't know, just a thought. Maybe we don't take shows like Law and Order as biblical truth. Just a thought. Maybe we actually engage in having a nuanced, complicated, difficult decision, because I know a whole number of cops personally, and they are friends of mine, and they do incredible work every day, and I will be forever grateful for their service. But the ones that act like the goon squad, because they exist, we got to be able to talk about. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about Assembly Bill 641. You're not going to believe it, because I certainly didn't. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Suki Suki, I'm coming in the Cherokee gasoline. There's steam on the windows, screen, take it. We'll fight and look at trampoline. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you trembling. Lift us, die young, bad girls, do it well. Lift us, die young, bad girls, do it well. When I'm banging on the dashboard, my chain hits my chest. When I'm banging on the
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go get that app. It's free. But if you don't want the app and you're sitting at home right now, you can also listen to me on your Alexa devices. You just need to talk at the thing. And by the way, if you don't know this about your Alexa device, you can go on the Alexa app and you can change the voice to a man's voice and you can rename the thing Ziggy, which I have done because I get to boss a guy around at home. It's fun. You can listen to me on Alexa, tell all your friends. You can call me up on Spotify. You can catch the old episodes there, too. Lots of ways to access the Maggie Dawn Show. Donald Trump claimed yesterday, and I'm going to get to Assembly Bill 641 in a second, but this is just too rich. Donald Trump claimed yesterday that BLM is now pro-Trump. Black Lives Matter, pro-Trump. Because this guy, Mark Fisher, who claims to be the co-founder of BLM Rhode Island, went on Fox and said he loves Trump. I love the man. How could you not like a real man, Mr. Fisher said. How could you not relate to someone like that? And he basically said, Black people need to, this is his words, not mine, Black people need to start pivoting off the Democratic plantation. We've been slaves to that party. Actually, we've been mental slaves, afraid to get off that plantation. And so then Donald Trump went on about this. Of course, this guy is not an actual leader of the Black Lives Matter movement, never was. He just set up a S-Corp in Rhode Island that says BLM, RI, Inc. BLM had to denounce him. His organization is illegitimate, not in any way connected to the righteous BLM community fighting to protect and save Black lives. Continuing to call Mark Fisher a Black Lives Matter leader is disingenuous and inappropriate. And in case anybody has forgotten, here's what Donald Trump has actually said about BLM. It's a symbol of hate. They are spreading violence in our cities, and they are supporters of an organization called Black Lives Matter, or BLM. It's hurting the Black community. And he asked the Biden administration in June 2022, I didn't know this, Donald Trump, not president, asked the Biden administration to have the federal government step in to basically dismantle BLM because they are turning our communities into war zones. BLM and Antifa burn down cities, kill people, and nothing happens to them. I actually thought Kyle Rittenhouse killed somebody and nothing happened to him, but maybe those are alternative facts. Now BLM's pro-Trump. I mean, who knew? Who knew? Okay, Assembly Bill 641. The news is just a never-ending cycle of I can't believe what I'm reading. But, GOP Republicans in our state assembly, very, very concerned about these books that young people are reading. Goodness. Because apparently they don't know that kids now all have phones. There's the internet and there's internet porn. But let's worry about the books, the words. The words are the problem, not the interwebs. That's fine. So they introduced Assembly Bill 641. And here's what it does. It requires public libraries within 24 hours of anything being checked out by a child aged 15 or younger, it requires libraries within 24 hours to report a list of the items checked out by anyone aged 15 or under to their parents. Say what? I'm sorry, when did Margaret Atwood's writing become, like, there's some great scourge or, like, troublesome trajectory of youth now that they're reading Handmaid's Tale? Like, what exactly is it, people, about the words? So here's what I've got in my head, because we know this is going to happen. If this gets passed, and thank God there's Governor Evers, and he would veto this nonsense. You'd have some kid who maybe isn't certain about their gender or their sexual preference, or is just curious, check out something that's been vetted by professional educational specialists and librarians and is in a public library. It's not pornography. Checks out a book, has very fundamentalist parents. Parents get the thing and the get the report and the kid gets the crap beaten out of him. That's going to happen. That would happen. I mean, can anybody listening actually make an argument to me that at some point in your life, you didn't go to a book to answer some kind of question that you were too embarrassed to ask a human being? Truly. Because if you never did that, or you never Googled something that you weren't too embarrassed to, because that's what a library is. It's the written down version of that. You can't trust librarians, and we got a police report out. By the way, the idea of libraries keeping lists of things that people check out is just generally really, really uncomfortable. But no, this is what we need to spend our time doing. Current law, just by way of reference, parents can actually go and request that a library will do this, and the law permits them to do that. Otherwise, the material lists that you check out cannot be disclosed. And what begs question here, and it's not in this bill, is, well, what happens if the librarians don't do this exactly? Like, what's the enforcement mechanism? Because don't you just catch a whiff? We may be a wee bit downwind of the criminal penalties for the librarians that don't do that, because that would be the next extension. It's thought policing. Doesn't a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, don't kids have a right to their thoughts to a certain extent? To curiosity, to the ability to check out a book about a subject matter that they're too embarrassed to ask another person about? I don't know. I just don't get it. I just do not get it. But you're gonna want to keep it locked in. I'm gonna spend a few minutes talking about Liz Cheney's memoir that just dropped, because boy, there are some whoppers in that sucker. She's not pulling any punches. So I'm gonna give you a little highlight reel. We might get Joel and Danielle in here and in the C block, but there's tons more to come on the Maggie Dawn Show. And do not forget, everybody, on Monday, I'm going to be joined by Princeton Professor of Sociology, Catherine Eden. We're going to talk about what universal vouchers actually are and what they are doing to return our public schools to segregated school systems. Keep it locked, everybody, and join our conversation. Text or call 844-967-2789. We'll be back with more after these important messages.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with school district money. It also appears that Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. Quick trips are getting even quicker in some places in Wisconsin. The ubiquitous chain of convenience stores says going forward, new stores will have self-checkout kiosks. The company says no checkout clerks will lose their jobs. Several Quick Trip locations in southern Wisconsin already have self-checkouts. The kiosks will not be installed in existing stores.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoots. Oh! Oh, my God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, hit the Badgers score! Mark Sangerly! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends.
Sleep deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it, scores! Give him the Hobie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Hockey fans from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. It's time for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the sixth-ranked Badgers open a two-game series against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Riley Schneiders is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Along to my right is Ian Perrin, the former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach. I'm Ryan Posick. Well, the Badgers are 10-4 overall after splitting a weekend series with Alaska Anchorage last weekend here in Madison. Despite 41 shots on goal Friday night, the Badgers were shut out 1-0, but they bounced back the next night for a 5-0 victory behind the goaltending of freshman William Grama. Meanwhile, Ohio State comes to town 5-5-3 overall, 0-5-1 in the Big Ten, although the Buckeyes did sweep Princeton in the non-conference series last weekend 6-4. And 4-3. In Ohio State in the basement in the Big Ten, winless so far through six games. The Badgers tied for second place, currently 7 points behind league-leading Michigan State, which is idle this weekend. Here's a good chance for the Badgers to get a little bit closer to the Spartans, but you got to be mindful of this Buckeye squad. They always come to play.
Well, that's exactly the case, and you just get into a situation when I look at Ohio State, and I kind of went through the lineups last night as I was going through their roster chart and everything, and now when I see the depth chart that they have here, you've got a junior, and a freshman on the top line, and your fourth line is a senior, a grad student, and a freshman. I was like, aren't those guys supposed to be, when they're seniors, aren't they supposed to be up near the top on the depth chart or whatever it is? So maybe with all that they've lost, and at defense, I will say this, they lost a big player in Mason Lori. Saw him play in Boston the other night, and you just get into a situation where it's so hard to replace a man of that magnitude. Even though he was very quiet and whatever, he was also 6'12" and whatever else. But I see they brought in a Swede. Theo Wahlberg is a freshman, and he's 6'5", so it must be the trend here in Ohio State. But no, Steve Rolick is too much of a competitor not to put his best foot forward here, especially in Wisconsin, of where he's an alumni.
Yeah, Steve Rolick, the captain of the Badgers' 1990 National Championship team. As Ian mentioned, Mason Lori, standout defenseman now with the Boston Bruins. He averaged almost a point per game in 2 years with Ohio State. They also lost Jakub Dobish, the co-goalie of the year and freshman of the year a couple of years ago when he had a .926 save percentage. College. Matt Wise graduated. Travis Treloar, high-scoring forward. He transferred to Quinnipiac. They also lost Gustav Westlund, a five-year player. Tyler Duke transferred to Michigan to play with his brother. That's among others. Ohio State last year won 21 games, finished third in the Big Ten, and made it to the NCAA regional final, but again, winless in six Big Ten games this season. The Badgers, 5-1 at home, try to keep it going here tonight against Ohio State. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le diría a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestras historias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers open a two-game series against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings. The Badgers coming off a split last weekend against Alaska Anchorage. And after losing three in a row, it's nice to get in the right ledger, wasn't it?
Yeah, that seemed like a month of Sundays. and it was nice to get off to a good start at home and be able to play with a lead instead of playing from behind. And I thought we had some guys step up that we needed to. And now we need to get back into Big Ten play and try and garner as many points as we can, especially playing on our own sheet.
One of the young men that stepped up was freshman William Whitelaw, a couple of goals. He's a goal scorer. He's a point getter, too, but he's still learning this game.
Yeah, when you have guys that come from the level that he came from, which is a very high level of junior hockey in the United States Hockey League, and having the amount of success that he had offensively, when you're going through that maturation process as a player, you go back to what you know you're good at. And he's relied upon that. And I like, this, especially the second goal that he scored. There aren't a lot of guys that can shoot a puck from there. There's not a lot of guys that can put a puck where he put it. And again, that goes to your comment about him being a shoot-first type of guy. We want him to continue that. He's still developing his game away from the puck. The thing that I've been really appreciative of as a coach is he wants to learn that side because he knows that's a place that he needs to continue to get better at if he wants to be able to play at the next level. So hopefully he can have a great weekend.
I enjoy watching practices and being around the locker room a little bit too. Your lines of communication with your players always open.
Well, we need to be that. I hope we can continue to do that as a staff because, you know, we have to be in this together. You know, and there's peaks and valleys during any journey, and sometimes there's struggles. And the opportunity to communicate and talk about them, identify them, and then try and formulate an idea of how to get out of them and you know, stay in that moment for a little bit but get back to the positivity is something that hopefully our team's going to continue to grow from. But, yeah, it's really important that we make sure that those lines are open.
Badgers and Buckeyes tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It's Wisconsin and Ohio State tonight. The captain of Wisconsin's 1990 national championship team, Steve Rolick, the head coach of the Buckeyes, J.B. Bittner, a former assistant. He's his top assistant for Rawls. And you also know a young man on that staff, too, Paul Kirtland, who was with you at Minnesota State the last couple of years. It'll be nice to see him again.
Yeah, you know what? Paul, he did a lot of really good things for us while in his time at MSU before you know we left and Todd and I came here. Just quality human beings, really good at their jobs. You look at what Steve accomplished as a player, what he's done at Ohio State, helping build that program to where it's at today. Bits, it's always good to see him because he's got a smile on his face. He's got an incredible passion for the game. They're going to be prepared, and they're trying to get their points. So we've got to go out and try and dictate from our own standpoint, being in our own building, playing at home, and get off to a good start in the first 10 minutes.
Ohio State hasn't won in league play yet, 0-5-1. Getting on them early would probably be a good thing to do.
Yeah, and for us, a formula that has been good for us is when we get out to a lead and you make it harder on the other team to play from behind and push a little bit. And so with us here over the last couple of weekends, we want to get off to a better start. I thought we did that on Saturday. Friday, we had a lot of opportunities. We just didn't finish. And so it's something we've discussed. We've tried to address through the practices that we've had this week. And now we've got to take advantage of being in our own building.
Any lineup changes tonight?
Well, you know what? We're going to Schultz is going in on the back end. Cleveland's coming out. Cleve, you know, just a minor setback physically this week, but nothing that's of real importance other than just making sure we're taking care of him. And then, you know, we're still mixing and matching. We're going to have Matty D. St. Fowl back in the lineup, which I think will interject a lot of energy for us because he's that guy that plays with a lot of energy. He's emotional. He communicates with his line mates. I think he makes our locker room have a little bit more hop as well as our bench. So it's good to see him back in the lineup. And now we've just got to go take advantage of, like I said before, of trying to draw some energy and put some positive shifts together so the building can get hopping a little bit.
There you go. And Kyle McClellan back in goal for the Badgers tonight against the Ohio State Buckeyes. My thanks to head coach Mike Hastings. More coming up from the Kohl Center in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin and Ohio State meets for the 56th time tonight. The Buckeyes lead the all-time series 26-24-5. They're 25-14-5 against Wisconsin since the Big Ten started up in the 2013-14 season. Buckeyes won 3 of 4 games last year and earned a series split here at the Kohl Center last January. Steve Rolick is 11th year as head coach, 188 wins, 148 losses, 42 ties. Again, they won 21 games a year ago, Ian, made it the NCAA NCAA regional final, but they return only 11 players from last year's squad. They have 15 newcomers, 8 are freshmen, 7 are transfers. They have a handful of kids that are out with injuries, too. It's been a tough start for this season for Steve Rolick.
Yeah, and it's starting from scratch again, to be basically. I mean, when you have so few returning players, a lot of those aren't your star players, to be honest with you. But you also get into a situation where none of these new people know the Rolick system. They don't know how he coaches. They don't know what the philosophy is. They don't know what the game trends are, all the rest of that kind of stuff. So I have some sympathy for Steve Rolick. I went through it a couple times when I was a coach, but you also get into a situation where with the kids that transferred out and didn't want to be there anymore, all the rest of that kind of stuff, at least you know that these kids coming in here want to be here, so they'll be much more cooperative with the coaching staff than the ones who left.
Ohio State has co-captain senior forward Patrick Guzzo and fifth-year defenseman Scooter Bricky, and they have a former Badger on their squad, junior Caden Brown, who played a year and a half at Wisconsin before leaving prior to last season. It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. We'll run down the Big Ten in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to saving design at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Well, it's December 1st, and Michigan State is in first place in the Big Ten with 19 points after basically splitting with Minnesota last weekend at Mariucci. Wisconsin and Notre Dame tied for second with 12 points. Badgers have two games in hand on the Spartans. Minnesota in fourth place with 10 points, 9 points off the pace. Michigan has 9 points, Penn State 8. Ohio State has but 2 points so far this season. And this weekend, Michigan State is idle, so the Badgers will catch up in games played in the league against the Spartans. 7th-ranked Minnesota at 18th-ranked Penn State. How about Aiden Fink, who has 6 goals and 11 points in the last 4 games? Kid that first committed to Wisconsin. When the coaching change happened, Fink ended up going to Penn State, and he's lighting the lamp up there.
Yeah, and I think he's on a team that needs him, to be honest with you. I think he's the one ingredient that Penn State really needed was sort of an electrifying young player like him. And he'll take that campus by storm. There's no question about it.
Penn State's won 3 in a row after going 6 games without a win. Minnesota, which again split with Michigan State last weekend, only 3 regulation wins over the last 11 games. And 13th-ranked Michigan is at Notre Dame. The Irish got thumped by BC last week, 6-1 in South Bend. Boston College now the top-ranked team of the country. Meanwhile, Michigan, a shutout win and a tie at St. Cloud State. Only two wins in the last eight games for the Wolverines. So that's a look at the Big Ten. Now we get set for Wisconsin and Ohio State. And the Buckeyes come in with head coach Steve Rolick. Again, 5-5-3, 0-5-1 in conference play. Their goaltender is Logan Turnus, a transfer from Connecticut. He's a 6-foot junior from North Vancouver, BC. This season, he's 5-5-3, a 308 goals against, a 903 save percentage. But in six Big Ten games, Turnus has a 427 goals against and an 884 save percentage. Their top defensive pair, Scooter Bricky, a fifth-year senior out of Butchville, Michigan. He used to play at Western Michigan, now in his second season with the Buckeyes, 5 goals, 10 points. Damian Carfagna, a sophomore from Woodridge, New Jersey, is his D partner. And the top line for Ohio State, starting with junior Cam Thiesing out of Nashville, Tennessee. His dad used to play at UW-Eau Claire back in the day. He's the top returning scorer for Ohio State, 25 goals, 51 points in his career. Thomas Wise, a Madison Edgewood graduate, is on the right wing. The freshman has a goal and 5 points this season. And then Caden Brown, the former Badger from Chesterfield, Missouri, 2 goals, 5 points in only 5 games played. Brown missed the first 8 games this season because of an injury. For the Wisconsin Badgers in goal, it's senior Kyle McClellan out of Manchester, Missouri. He's 9-4, a 194 goals against, a 927 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. He watched from the bench last Saturday when freshman William Grama shut out Alaska Anchorage. Do you think sitting for a goaltender that had played every minute the first 6 weeks was a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it was great. I think it was great because even though he was dominant, in my impression, he was the dominant player on the ice for the Badgers in every game that I've seen them play. You get into a situation where if you get a little too sure of yourself, maybe you don't work as hard, maybe you're not as tuned in for every game.
Yeah.
But then when you see that the young freshman comes in and can do the same thing that you did, all of a sudden the competition begins, and it's good, healthy competition.
McClellan, by the way, riding a 3-game losing streak. He did not face Ohio State in his first year with the Badgers last season. The defensive pairs, junior Daniel Lodge with senior Anthony Kerr, freshman Joe Palatichuk, and sophomore Ben Dexheimer, and freshman Zach Scholes in the lineup tonight with captain Mike Vorlicki. And the Badgers forward lines. Up top, it's David Cilia, the senior from Arnprior, Ontario. A goal, 11 points in 14 games. Cilia, a young man who had 23 goals last year, Ian, for Minnesota State. Transferred here, only 1 goal so far this season. But he did have 12 shots on goal last weekend against UAA. They'd love to get that guy going.
I think when you look at his statistics, 1-10 for a total of 11, you're thinking, well, I guess that must be the playmaking center that we have. And I'll tell you what, if you've got Cruz Lucius and Matty DeSaint-Fail on either wing, might not be a bad idea to dish the puck to him anyway.
Right. Lucius, 6 goals, 10 points for the sophomore and Carolina Hurricanes draft choice. And then Matthew DeSaint-Fail, who missed last weekend series against Anchorage because of a lower body injury, is back in the lineup. DeSaint-Fail still leads the team in points. He's got 12 with 5 goals. 3 have come on the power play. Second line, centered by sophomore Christian Fitzgerald, a goal, 10 points so far this season. Sophomore Simon Tassi from Montreal, 4 goals and 10 points for him. Make that 5 goals and 10 points for him. And then William Whitelaw, the freshman from Rosemount, Minnesota, 4 goals, 8 points in 14 games. He potted a pair last Saturday against Anchorage. Boy, if he gets on a roll, look out, right?
Yeah, and I think the one thing that was very obvious to me was that if he's open, he's going to take that shot, and that's the shoot first, pass second mentality. But more importantly, he figured out how to get open, and that was the big key to his success last weekend.
Third line, centered by Owen Lindmark, fifth year out of Naperville. He's got 6 goals to tie a career high. Jack Horbach is right winger, also from Naperville. He scored his first goal of the season last Saturday. Carson Bantle, senior from Onalaska, the left wing on that third line. Fourth line features centerman Sawyer Scholl, the freshman from Medford. Charlie Stramel had scored his first goal of the year last Saturday with Quinn Finley, the freshman from Suamico, Wisconsin, on the left. The extra skater tonight is Tyson Dick. So there's your quick trip lineups. We'll have an injury update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine in just a bit. Plus, the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is right around the corner. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at